Welcome to the Strong John Fitness Podcast. This show is dedicated to helping you achieve your best body without the BS. We'll cover training, nutrition, basically everything you need for a successful fitness journey, and we'll have some fun along the way. I'm your host, John Vlahoyanakos. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, John Vlahoyanakos, 500 internet points. If you can say that name correctly, send me a voice note on Instagram if you're up for the challenge. But no, in all seriousness, so as you're listening to this, it'll be March 15th, you know, if you're listening to it on a release date. As I'm recording this, it's March 14th, and so it's almost 3 years to the day. To the day of the shutdown in Ontario. In Ontario, Friday the 13th, it was Friday, March 13th, 2020, that we got that notice of like, okay, shit is real. And as I was journaling before bed last night, I knew what the significance of the date was, but I didn't actually take too much time to reflect on my life the last 3 years, until I journaled a little bit last night before bed. If anyone's ever seen my handwriting, you read it. You can't read it. I can probably try to go upstairs and try to read it, and I'm not going to know what the hell I said, but I remember what I said. it's so crazy that you get caught up in the day-to-day stresses of life. You have a job, you have kids. If you don't, whatever your situation is, there's always going to be day to day. Like maybe you feel like you're behind eight ball. Maybe you feel like you're not doing enough, whatever it might be. And there is power in pressure. I do believe that there is power in pressure when you are under pressure for certain things. You know, if you're an athlete, it can bring out the best in you. I use that excuse to a fault a lot of the time in college. Of, you know, I perform well under pressure, which I definitely do for the most part. That was more of a bullshit excuse to just procrastinate. Probably with undiagnosed ADHD, but I think it's important to zoom out. So as I was journaling last night and I was like, holy shit, it's been 3 years. Like, just take a brief look back at what your life looked like 3 years ago. 3 years ago, before everything kind of went crazy. The world is different now than it was. You know, I've been regularly calling it a post-COVID era. Whether you agree with me or not, it's fine. I personally don't really care, but that's how I see it. And what I see in a post-COVID era is, man, a lot of things I wish that I could just go back to the way it was beforehand. Just on the way people are acting, the way people are behaving. There's arguably way more tribalism now than ever, which is, it can be frustrating. I do pride myself on not getting too wrapped up in this versus that on the internet. I think it's a complete waste of most people's time, to be very honest. If you're getting wrapped up in a lot of Facebook arguments or Instagram arguments or just arguments about things that don't affect your day-to-day life, stop. Please stop. They are not benefiting you at all. They're really not. If it's something that's near and dear to your heart and it does affect you and your loved ones day to day, cool, like do your thing. But there is so much shit out there that most people do not need to be paying attention to, and it's taking them away from what they actually need to do to live a happier, more successful, healthier, fitter life, right? I can only speak to certain things. My scope is not everything under the sun. I'm not an expert in, I wouldn't say I'm an expert in anything really. I've just put in some experience in certain topics, and I've lived through certain experiences where I feel like I can help a lot of people. So last night was really eye-opening, because when I looked back at March 13th, 2020, where I was in life, where I was in business, where I was mentally, physically was arguably better at times. It's very different. But then I also look at where I am now And I laughed and was like, are you fucking kidding me? And this, I talk to myself. I mean, I do. That's fine. But I was laughing to myself. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you unaware of how far you've come in the last 3 years? No bullshit. Strong John Fitness was started in October of 2016. This October will make 7 full years. My brain is fried. But from 2020 onward has been the TSN turning point for all my hockey fans out there. And when I get stressed today, I need to remind myself of where I came from, right? Majority of my stress comes from work. I run my own business. I'm also a mentor in another business. Both businesses work with clients, so it's very human vested, and I love working with people, especially those who are open to change and are coachable. You know, those people are the best and most fun to work with because you can help them make changes. That's the most powerful thing. So when all that I do for work, let's say, is human centered and helping other people develop systems, build new habits, strategies, teach them things, I'm spending a ton of energy on others. And again, I do love what I do on both sides, fitness business coaching and fitness coaching. It's very fulfilling. A lot of the times it leaves me with little in the tank for myself, and I'm working through that. And I've done some things to help me through that. But you know, in the day-to-day stresses of like, oh, if it's financial or if it's time or stress or schedule's packed, like this week is March break and my schedule was really wide open. And there are pockets that are still wide open, but it's packed. It's still packed, even with 3 extra hours almost of work every day, or 3 extra free hours in the calendar, let's say, every day. It's still a jam-packed schedule. And I say these things not to complain. I say them as like I zoomed out and I was like, I have nothing to complain about right now. No bullshit. Where I was March 2020, when this shit went down, that effectively killed my in-person business. And I mean, at that point, my business was more online anyways. We were living in Scarborough. You know, I worked out of Fortis Fitness. I missed that gym. And I had a good handful of in-person clients that I loved training there and they loved going there. And the shutdown effectively killed that. So a good chunk of revenue went away with the shutdown. You know, we pivoted online for a few of the clients that wanted to do that. That's totally fine. Ultimately, they didn't stick around. 95% of the in-persons didn't stick around for online, which is fine. I hold nothing against them. That's not, there's no blame there. But my income was at its lowest in April 2020. It was scary. April 2020, and I don't know how many times I've told the story, but April 2020 was the lowest month in revenue in a long time for my business. And it was, I wouldn't say it was a lack of effort, but I would say that looking back from 2017 to 2019, I did have mentors and I did get a lot of help, but I never stuck to anything consistently that really changed the game for me. Let's say I learned things from my mentors. They were amazing. I got something, at least a nugget from each one. But nothing was really that game changer. And maybe it was me, right? I do put a lot of onus on me. Back then, 2017, 2019, I guess into 2020, early 2020, like I had pretty good in-person business, pretty good online business, was never at the goal I wanted to be. 2018, I left my other job at the time. I worked at the catering company at the Rogers Center, which was fun. It was great. Met a lot of great people. Met my first SJF client there. But I had a ton of time to put the work in. Some would say too much time, where I dicked around. Or I didn't have the urgency. Right? We had one child at the time, which back then I thought was stressful. Holy shit, was I ever wrong compared to two. But I think I just never stuck things through the way I should have. And it was a scary time. May 2020 completely changed my family's life, because I was able to do OTA 2 with no money, like legitimately that was put on credit. I think all of it. I had to go through two interviews and I told my wife, who supports me through fucking everything. I was like, look, I have to do this. Like, I have no other option here. I'm going in all in online. This is the plan here. COVID shut everything down. What else am I doing? So that's what I did. Here I am 3 years later, literally achieving the financial goals I set for myself all those years ago and helping other students do it. And have a family, you know, two boys, my amazing wife, our dog, moving into our forever home later this year is in the plans. Like, what the fuck am I complaining about? I'm sure day-to-day stresses will happen, but I think that Zoom out was really, really helpful for me, even if it only took a few minutes. It really wasn't a long reflection session. But it was important for me to see kind of where I faltered. And, you know, as a coach, I take lessons that I learn and I want to flip them onto you. So as my furnace kicks in the background, I want you to start doing a little bit of reflection on yourself, right? And this isn't meant to make anyone feel bad, or I'm not looking down on anyone right now. This is just me. Anyone who knows me personally, anyone who's been a client of mine, knows that what you hear and see on social media, podcasts, and this, that, and the other is the same person you get on one-on-one coaching calls, in person, everywhere. So this isn't me looking down. This is me really and truly acting like your coach. Reflect. What did 2022 look like for you, for your health and fitness? And maybe life too, like maybe other things in life. What did 2021 look like? What did 2020 look like? You know, are you better off now with your health and fitness than you were 3 years ago? Are you better off now in other areas? Are you worse off now? Is it too painful to look back? Right. And in this episode, if you're listening to this so far, I'm not dropping like big, heavy fitness and nutrition bombs for you here. There's nothing new here for me to necessarily teach you, but a lot of what you're going to do in terms of success is being able to change your behavior and how you see yourself, how you see success, how you take more action. And maybe you just need more accountability and structure, but I love to be the facilitator. I love to help people think differently. Personally speaking, my health and fitness was better off in 2019 than it is now. I have no shame in saying that publicly. I've had coaches, 100%, no problem. I have not been the best client. My current coach knows that. Obviously some shit went down in my personal life that I'm not going to get into. And I just, and the influx of work and the busy work schedule kind of just took its toll, where I didn't prioritize my health and fitness as much as I should have last year. And it's been great. I think reflections are very important, not just end of year. I think everyone did an end of year. I did an end of year reflection. I set New Year's goals. Those goals I set for 2023 are out the window. One of them, I set a huge goal for Strong John Fitness that I came to the realization a few weeks back, right around the time of Raise the Bar conference, of just what I want to do with life and business. And I set a massive goal for Strong John, and it's not going to happen. And I'm okay with that because I don't have the time or manpower to really push that. No, will that change later this year? Maybe. But it's okay to pivot. It's okay to not, you know, do what everyone else is doing. And again, if this podcast is rambly, I apologize, but this is kind of where my head has been at lately. I feel like there's so much going on. I had an amazing enrollment call with a client today, with a new client who is just, as she put it, her life's kind of been all over the place and she's put herself on the back burner for too long. And what she wants is more. She wants to prioritize herself more. She wants more me time. She wants to go out on a date with her husband once a month. She wants to disconnect from work. Everything she said resonated with me so much. And I've been there and I've done some of those things and I know I can help her. And I'm so glad that she joined the program because I can help change her life right? She's been very stressed, overwhelmed. She's giving everything to everyone else, and now it's time for her to give back to herself, which I think is honestly the hardest thing for moms to do. She's also European. Any European moms out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because this woman, even though she's a bit younger than me, what she was describing was my mom, where she saw herself as a burden to others. She never asked for help, always took everything on head on, three kids, and she just did everything she could. And I get an opportunity now to help change the course of her life, not just her health and fitness, but her life. She wants to be more confident. She wants to be strong and fit, which is awesome. But she also wants to set boundaries and structure around her life, which I think is even more beneficial long-term, because I've been caught up with doing extra work. You know, I've put myself on the back burner for family. And while it might feel good in the moment as someone who likes to give, long-term, it's hard. It takes a toll. So if that sounds like you, I think that's probably your first point of reflection as to how can you change that? And for any mom listening to this, telling me I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not a mother, I'll tell you this. I've never been a mother. I can never be a mother. My wife has birthed two boys. I see the bond between the boys and their mother. I get it. I also understand, you know, fathers versus mothers, and it's different. But I can tell you firsthand that it is never selfish to put yourself at the top of their priority list. Because when you show up as your best in terms of eating healthier more often, we'll say less processed foods, more protein, watching your portions, and exercising regularly, your kids will have nothing but benefits from that, because you will show up as a better person overall. Less cranky, more energy, less tired, less miserable, more balance, more structure, more discipline, which means more time with the kids, more quality time with the kids, being able to keep up with them longer, especially if they're young. My two-year-old has more of a motor mouth than I do, and I don't stop talking if you let me, hence a podcast. So just keep that in mind. No, I will never walk in a mother's shoes. I've seen what my mother went through, never prioritizing her health and fitness ever other than fad diets, and essentially paying the ultimate price for it early in her life. And I've seen the benefits working with mothers, my wife included, of, you know, when you are exercising consistently, eating a we'll call it a more balanced diet, you show up different. In the best of ways, and everyone benefits from it, spouses included. So just keep that in mind. And I know I completely went off on a tangent there, but that's just how, again, that's how my brain works. I think this time of year is very interesting, where motivation is starting to creep up on people. You know, I post on social media regularly. I email regularly if you're on my email list. I blog semi-regularly. I podcast pretty regularly. And, you know, I'm not an influencer by any means. I don't have a massive social media following. But I've been showing up, and I didn't see a ton of faces really come out January, February, in terms of, like, asking questions or wanting to get help or commenting on posts and things like that. And maybe that's just because how the year started this year for people. Us in Ontario, it's cold, it's dark, it's shitty. March comes and the sun comes out a little bit. You start to see the spring and motivation starts kicking a little bit, which is great. I think when you have motivation, you take advantage of it. When you don't have motivation to do the things, you do the things anyways because you know it's going to benefit you in the long run. But I think this time of year can be detrimental to people's fitness goals as well, because oftentimes they're looking for shortcuts and how to get there faster. And no, I need to drop these 15 pounds as of yesterday, right? If you're, this is the other thing I'm going to tell you too. And again, that the conversation with the new client sparked this, was like, she recognizes that it's not just about, how do I preface this? Your fitness and health goals are yours. We'll start with that. So whatever you want for yourself is valid. Just put it that way. Whether it's just to feel as fit as possible in a bikini, or you want to extend your life by 10 years and you want to stop huffing and puffing up and down the stairs, either way is fine. And you can have both. Like, you can have it all, as long as you're in alignment with what you want. So out of the two new clients I've gotten recently, stick out, roughly similar situations. One of them was hesitant to say, but I'm glad she said it because she's being honest, was like, I want to look hot in a bikini. Awesome. I think that's great. That's your goal? Great. Who am I to tell you that's good or bad? It's not my job. For a good fit and I can help you, it's my job to help get you there. Latest client I got, I won't name names, she wasn't just coming at it from an aesthetic standpoint. She did mention how her kids would like touch her love handles and things like that. But for her, it was more, again, a lifestyle she was wanting to create, where it's creating structure, boundaries, and discipline across different facets of life, parenting, work, and fitness and health. And at the end of the day, if you want to lose fat this year, if you want to tone up, want to get in shape, if your goal is to be as hot as possible in a bikini, whatever it is for you, again, I'm not here to judge. Whatever your goal is, I need to express this with utmost care and sincerity. Do not try to go on a fucking diet. Please. I'll be polite about it. A diet is not going to get you there. Well, let me rephrase that. A diet might get you there. But when the diet's over, what are you left with? So just something, just live in that for a second. If you have a tendency to try to go on a diet every single year or multiple times a year, because I've seen that as well, make this year different for your own sake. Because going on a diet is not going to get you the long-term result that you want. Because I can promise you, whatever diet you choose to go on is not meant to last a lifetime. And granted, lifetime is excessive. Let's even say 10 years. Going on a diet is not a solution for that. Do they have, you know, can you apply restrictive diet mentalities at certain points? Sure, you definitely can. You can be more restrictive if you have extreme goals, if you have photo shoots to do, or you got to be on camera a lot. If you look a certain way, that's fine. To each their own. But if you sound like the clients coming in that are moms that want to build a lifestyle, want to be healthy, or sick and tired of doing the same thing over and over again, or sick and tired of putting themselves on the back burner, I'll promise you this, a diet is not going to fix that. A diet's going to make it worse. You're going to hop on something that's super restrictive that you're going to expect yourself to be perfect on, and you're not going to be, and then you're going to be pissed about it. You're going to feel guilty about it. You're going to quit. And again, I say these things not because I'm looking down on you, but because I see them so often that I want to help people avoid them. I don't know how many listeners I have on this show. I don't really look at the analytics. Maybe I should. It's totally fine. But if I can help at least one person listen to this and change the course of their fitness for free, I'm good. I didn't create this podcast to be a Joe Rogan experience. I don't give a shit about that. I created this podcast to help people avoid the mistakes that I made, learn some new things, but ultimately change their mindset on how things need to be applied. Because diets aren't it. Supplement protocols aren't it. I made a post on Instagram recently. If you don't follow me, please go do that. Because there's even more free information being doled out, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And basically the premise was this. Nothing works until you have the basics down pat. When I say down pat, I mean, you know, consistent. Again, you don't have to be perfect. But when you can lock in sleep, you can manage your stress a little bit better, and get an adequate amount of protein in, proper amount of calories in, your water levels or water intake is good, and you're moving daily. When you can do that consistently for months, then maybe you could look into very nuanced, like 2% of the equation stuff, like fasted or fed cardio, which is still a discussion for whatever reason. You could look into things like supplementation, which again, is usually a waste of money. I'll be frank, usually is a waste of money. You could look into things like meal timing. Again, mostly irrelevant. Meal frequency, mostly irrelevant. I have nurses who can't eat for 6 hours straight. What am I going to tell them? You got to eat six times a day. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. Like, it's, how is that going to happen? But if you get the proper amount of calories and protein in, you're going to be just fine. Even things like types of cardio. Like I love to educate clients, and I got asked about HIIT cardio. And yeah, HIIT cardio can be beneficial for sure when done correctly, when done sparingly. Really, it's not something that you need to be doing all the time. It's something that's way overdone. And it's something that doesn't need to be done as much of. So until you lock in the foundations, the basics, all the nuance, little things are irrelevant. And even then, when you lock in the basics, you'll see such a change in your body composition, in your energy, in your strength, in your physique. You're not going to care about the little things because you just want to keep doing the things that work. You ask any good coach, fitness isn't sexy. The results are, for sure, they're exciting, they're fun. The process can be at times, but on the whole, the reason why most people fail to get where they want to go, aside from unrealistic expectations, it's the fact that they think that it needs to be fun, exciting, and new all the time. And it's not. It's repetitive. It's you doing the same habits for life. And the reason it's never marketed that way is because it's not sexy, right? So why would we market it as, hey, you're going to be doing the same thing over and over again? Why would the giant fitness companies and supplement companies ever tell you that? There's a reason companies like Peloton and the like are not necessarily going out of business, but definitely seeing a major decline, right? They put out a stat about how many riders they have. That stat is horse shit. How many people are actually using the bike and for how long? Just because someone buys it doesn't mean anything. You can't see it. I have a treadmill at home. I bought it almost 10 years ago for $400. It's cool to get some extra steps in the winter when I don't want to go outside. Is it a game changer for my fitness goals? Absolutely not. It's not. It really isn't. So, no, this turned out to be way more rambly and ranty than I expected it to, but I kind of just wanted to hop on here and chat. I know it's weird because right now it looks like I'm talking to myself because I am, but I also know that there's a listener on the other side of this that could use some help. And I appreciate you being here. It's still weird to me being over 100 episodes in and having people listen to me on their speakers or earbuds or headphones. Like I have something to say that's important. It's so weird. But I'm so fucking grateful to be able to do this. It's surreal. So yeah, thank you for being here. Now, in terms of what else you want to hear on the podcast, I'm open. I'm an open book. If there are topics that you want to hear about, whether it's stories, whether it's in-depth nutrition, in-depth training, in between, let me know. Message me on Instagram at StrongJohnFitness. Email me, john@strongjohnfitness.com. Like I'm open to suggestions. I make this for you. I don't make this for myself. So if there's anything you want to hear about, let me know. I am working on quite a few guests. Some special guests for sure for this because, well, one, selfishly, I do love to talk to other fitness professionals that I look up to in the industry, but I also think it's great to get a good different point of view on subjects as well, which is incredibly helpful. But I think, you know, the message that I have is always the same in a way. Stop giving up on yourself. Stop making it so fucking hard. Right? It's already hard enough. Take it from me. I'm a man with two kids and a dog. I run my own business and I mentor in another business that takes up a good chunk of time. Like it's like willy nilly type of position. I'm invested in it. Like I'm there and I care. So I have all that. So I take care of my kids. Obviously I want to be a good husband to my wife and support whatever she's doing. Same way she supported me. Run my own business with clients, mentor in another business with clients, and I have to take care of myself. I'm also currently on two hockey teams. That'll probably change in the summer, just to go down to one, and we'll see what happens in the fall. So like life is busy. I have a fitness coach. I said it earlier. Am I the best client? No. But for me, I know that every area of my life improves when I focus on improving myself. I uninstalled Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger and Twitter off my phone this past Saturday night, heading into Sunday, because I want to go back to phoneless, not necessarily phoneless Sundays, but I'm off social media on Sundays. I also don't work. If you're one of my clients and you don't hear from me on Sundays, that was one of the best mental health days I've had in a long time. I'm busy, so I prioritize my mental health with that. Staying off social media is a great idea. I recommend it for everybody. You should not be locked into those apps every day, all day. It's a fucking mind fuck. Like, really, it'll fuck you up. And I apologize if you don't like cursing. This one got a little bit of extra F words in it. Hope your kids aren't around. Setting boundaries for myself in terms of, again, phone. Phone boundaries are big. So now when I go to bed, my phone lives outside of the bedroom. It does not enter the bedroom. I have an alarm clock that has a light and a bit of soft tunes. I think it's Philips brand. That'll wake me up. So that way I can wind myself down by journaling instead of scrolling on my stupid phone and wasting my brain power and energy and having shitty sleep because of whatever Instagram reels are popping up on my feed. Again, prioritizing my sleep. Water intake is something I'm always on par. I have a water bottle, if anyone's seen it, a massive water bottle next to me all the time. I need 3 liters a day, especially when I'm on my hockey days or workout days. I need hydration. Movement is something I've lacked over the winter, for sure. Outside of playing hockey and going to the gym, I have not got enough steps in. As the springtime is rolling around, it's going to be a piece of cake where I'm hitting 12,000 steps a day over the spring and summer without even really trying. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome because that just makes fat loss so much easier. Nutrition-wise, I'm very solid most days of the week. We do have our overindulgence days, but my coaches already split things up where I can have more calories on the weekend, which is great. I love the flexibility. I appreciate that. Protein is high. Always. I always start the day off with a high protein meal. Sets me up. I'm staying full. If I have, 3 hours in a row of Zoom meetings and calls, I need to be fed. I can't be sitting here scrambling for snacks in between. I'm having whole complete meals, but I'm taking the time to cook them. And if anyone works from home, take the time to cook yourself some food. Eggs take 5 minutes. Or cook them the night before. So that's the protein calories. Stress management comes with the phone use. Getting rid of that, having boundaries with that, not answering my phone after 9 p.m., not checking my phone. That's the other thing in the morning. I don't check my phone before 8 a.m. anymore either, which has been huge. Because I recognize starting the day off with the phone in my hands really sets me up for a poor start. And I definitely don't like it at all. So in terms of the big six, it's priority. This week, my head's been clear. I've shown up better on calls. I feel better. Wish me luck. I have a doubleheader of hockey tonight, which is new for me as a 33-year-old. Gym strength keeps going up. Seeing some more body fat changes. So that's the thing. I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, and I want to make sure that nobody's putting me on a pedestal either, because I'm just another human. I have my own shit. Just like you have your own shit. We all have our own stuff. We all have our own barriers. We all have our own problems. So if I can do it, you can do it. That's really it. I'm not this like super disciplined fitness guy who never takes a day off and all this bullshit. That's not me. Anyone who knows me knows that's not me. If my friends, maybe not as much now because I live out of the city, but if my friends are up for going to a bar, like, I'm the first one there and I'm buying a round. I'm not like, oh, I can't do that because I'm a trainer and this and this and this. No, like, I like to enjoy life at the same time. Wow, this episode has gone long. If you're still listening to this, thank you, because shit, man, I rambled so much. And I might just title this one like the one where he just rambles, because this is, hopefully you've picked up some nuggets on this one. And I think I'm going to wrap this up. I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. And I think that's just going to be it. I think I'm going to leave you with that. I don't think this needs to go on any longer. I can keep going on and on and on, but I don't think it's going to benefit you. So if you're a regular listener to this, thank you for being here. If you got anything out of this podcast, please let me know. And honestly, not even for my ego, just so I know that what I'm doing is actually helping. That's the one thing with podcasts. I have no clue. Unless you're telling me or messaging me or sharing the episode, I have no clue if this is even helpful. But I'll keep showing up. This is something I want to do. The podcasting is something I enjoy doing. Again, I'm not doing this to be a massive podcast. I'm not doing this to necessarily blow up my business or anything like that. It's just I like talking, helping people, talking to others in the industry, and just sharing the good messages. So if this resonated with you at any point of this 35 minute podcast, let me know. Let others know. Share it on social media. Leave me a review if you're on Apple Podcasts. Like, these things will definitely help. Let me know. Like, if I hear from a bunch of people saying, hey man, you talked too much in this last episode, cool. I'll take that feedback and I'll use it for the future of like, okay, maybe I don't do a 35 minute ramble episode again. Just shit like that. But other than that, that's it. See you in the next episode.